AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A news report out of Italy says the Berlin Christmas market suspect is dead. The Italian news agency ANSA says a man killed in Milan is the Tunisian man that authorities have been seeking since a truck was driven into stalls and people on Monday, killing 12. Police in Australia have detained five men suspected of planning a series of Christmas Day bomb attacks in the heart of that country's second largest city. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says people in Melbourne now don't have to worry.
They are in custody. They are no longer a threat.
Turnbull calls the operation one of the most substantial terrorist plots that have been disrupted over the last several years. President-elect Trump has been talking about U.S. nuclear capability in response to a remark from Russia's president. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Trump's abruptly calling for the U.S. to greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until the rest of the world comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. His advisors did not say what prompted the comments, but the Trump tweet came hours after Russian leader Vladimir Putin said boosting his nation's nuclear capabilities should be a military priority in 2017.
If Trump were to seek an expansion of the nuclear stockpiles, it would mark a sharp shift in U.S. national security policy. On another foreign policy matter, an Israeli official says Prime Minister Netanyahu turned to President-elect Trump to help head off a critical U.N. resolution after learning that the White House did not intend to veto the measure. The Egyptian-sponsored resolution had demanded Israel halt settlement activities in occupied territories claimed by the Palestinians. But under heavy Israeli pressure, Egypt canceled the planned vote in the Security Council hours before it was to take place. Thursday night football, Philadelphia beat the Giants 24-19. This is AP Radio News. In Arkansas, authorities say a man suspected of fatally shooting a three-year-old boy in a road rage incident in Little Rock last weekend has been arrested. Local news reports say a family member turned him in. A white Fort Worth police officer is on restricted duty while his department looks into a video showing the officer wrestling a black woman to the ground before arresting her and her two teenage daughters. Attorney Lee Merritt says Jacqueline Craig had called police because a man had physically confronted her seven-year-old son for littering.
This is a parent who believed that the police that she could call a police officer to the scene to help her in a time of need. And instead of being able to protect her or her child, she was assaulted.
Flight delays at LAX are messing up Christmas weekend plans for a lot of travelers, including Kristen Escia.
We'd miss our connecting flight, and we were just told that we will not be able to catch or arrive in Charlotte until Christmas Day.
I'm Sandy Kozel.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big now.